Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Thursday here on the show. You know what that means? Flying solo here today. And we don't got much to talk about at all. But we're going to try. There's always some news. Last night actually was a very, it was a three-hour Dynamite, so we do have a lot to talk about with Dynamite. We got updates on the return of MJF and the Continental Classic. They've taped a show. NXT's actually taped 2 weeks worth of shows. We're not going to do any spoilers here for those, but we'll tell you what's at least going to be on some of these shows. And also, we do have some shows this weekend, including the AAA show, the WWE AAA show, which does include Rey Fénix teaming with Rey Mysterio. We'll tell you what happened there, the lineup for the show, and plenty more. Got the standings for the Continental Classic. We've got an update on Netflix. We talked about WBD and what's going on with Netflix a couple of days ago, but Netflix has some other plans that involve WWE. We got Tanahashi talking about his retirement match. Who do you think is going to win Hiroshi Tanahashi's final match? Do you think he's going to quit? Maybe we should poll you, the loyal listener. Also got more on MVP and his thoughts on Triple H. He didn't like the guy. We got SmackDown ratings. We got an appearance by Ricky Saints on an upcoming television series. And, of course, as noted, the AW Dynamite Report. We're going to have time for questions here today. So if you have questions, here's what you do. Send me a text message. 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com. I'm also F4W Online Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Flying solo here today, so I'll need your help. Feel free to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566, F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4W Online, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And let's get into the news here today. So the Continental Classic is ongoing. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to start with this. Because I made a grave error. Hold on a second. Yeah, this is what happens. This is what happens when you do an Observer Radio until 2 o'clock in the morning. And then get no sleep, and then you wake up to go solo, and you don't know what's going on. I actually updated the standings with the winners of the taped show. That would have been spoilers, so I don't want to do that. So let me get the Continental Classic standings, not including the spoilers for the taped collision. I don't need people getting angry at me today. Okay, so these are the actual standings. This is as of Wednesday. This does not count the taped shows. So, in the Gold League, we have got a four-way tie for first place. Pac, Mike Bailey, Kyle Fletcher, and Okada. Kevin Knight is in second place with 3 points. Bailey, Fletcher, Okada, and Pac all have six. And young Jack Perry, who is replacing Darby Allin, who was injured, he has no points. No points. Just like no buys. He has no points. Now, in the Blue League, in the lead, we have Takeshita and Claudio Castagnoli with 7 each. Orange Cassidy, John Moxley, both have 6. Mascaris Dorada has 3. And Roderick Strong has none. The big goose egg for Roderick Strong. Kyle Fletcher actually might have 7 points. It says 6 here, but I believe he's at 7. But one way or the other, my guess is the finalists for the Gold League are probably going to be maybe Okada and Fletcher. And then for the Blue League, I would guess probably Takeshita And it's going to be interesting. I have a feeling something's still going to happen in this tournament with John Moxley and Claudio. So we shall see where they go. But I do expect the finals to end up being Takeshita Okada. And you know, it'll be interesting to see what they do with Takeshita Okada, because both of them are heading to the Tokyo Dome. And obviously, they both have titles. Takeshita has the IWGP title, and he's going to defend that title at the Tokyo Dome. So if you look at the Tokyo Dome lineup, we have got Tanahashi and Okada in Tanahashi's retirement match. And we have got Takeshita and Yoda Tsuji in the champion versus champion match, IWGP heavyweight title versus the global title. So the reason I bring this up is my presumption is the Continental Classic will end up being Okada versus Takeshita. And I think Takeshita's winning. That's what makes the most sense to me in the storyline. I could be completely wrong about that. So that would mean that Okada would lose the finals of the Continental Classic. And then, I guess it depends on what they do in Hiroshi Tanahashi's retirement match. I mean, I think Tanahashi should win. But that would be two losses in a row for Okada. And with Takeshita, I presume Takeshita is losing the IWGP title to Yoda Tsuji. So he would be winning this prestigious tournament for AEW and then turn around and go immediately to lose in a big match at the Tokyo Dome. So I'm not sure exactly what Tony's going to want to do here. I guess you could have Okada beat Takeshita. Maybe the Don Callis family could screw Takeshita. But then you have Takeshita doing a job immediately before he goes to presumably do another job and defend the title at the Tokyo Dome. I don't know if New Japan wants the guy losing this big match right before he goes to defend the title, like days earlier. So that's kind of weird. And then if Okada wins a tournament, I guess it wouldn't be that big a deal if he beats Tanahashi. I don't know what's going to happen in Tanahashi versus Okada. As you're all well aware, my issue isn't even that John Cena lost to Gunther. I think that John Cena should have won. I think that fans wanted to see John Cena win. I know they wanted to see him win. I think the issue that the fans had was not even so much that he lost, but that he quit. And so I don't expect... And even if... You know, the thing is, even if Tanahashi gets put in, like, the money clip and smiles and submits, it's one thing because his gimmick was never give up. So it doesn't matter if Tanahashi submits. You know, everyone's like, well, there's no way that Tanahashi is winning on the way out, or, you know, Okada's not going in there to lose or whatever. Well, first off, Okada is an outsider, and Tanahashi is retiring. So, I mean, maybe there's some sort of negotiation where Tony allowed Okada, but Okada can't lose. I would be surprised if he did something like that. You know, if you look at the departures of a lot of people from New Japan Pro Wrestling, they don't even lose on their way out if they're going to another company all the time. So, I don't know, man. Tanahashi is old and beat up and slow, but, like, he did win matches over top guys during his retirement run. He did win titles, and I don't know, man. I'd put him over. This guy here says, Tony has no control over New Japan bookings. Well, hold on a second. Yes, Tony cannot control New Japan bookings, okay? But Okada does not work for New Japan. He is lending Okada to New Japan. So when you're doing negotiations to lend someone somewhere, well, yeah, you can make some calls. You could basically say, listen, I'll lend him to you, but, like, I don't want him losing. And if they say no, they say no, and nothing happens. So, no, he's not booking New Japan, but if it's a person that New Japan does not have under contract, I mean, you can do some negotiations if you're lending them for something. I don't know if he would even do that because he's partners with New Japan and they're apparently on good terms. But he could if he wanted to. So I don't know. Listen, there's a lot of questions built around the Continental Classic and the Wrestle Kingdom show, basically going back to back. And, you know, I could be wrong about everything, and maybe Okada and Takeshi won't be the Continental Classic finals. But given that Okada was the champion, given the storyline they're doing with the Don Callis family and Takeshita, I think that's going to be the final. Still recovering over here, by the way, so apologize for any of that. So anyway, New Japan Wrestle Kingdom 20, January 4th, the retirement match with Okada and Tanahashi and the double title match with Takeshi and Tsuji. We've also got Evil and Aaron Wolf for the Never Openweight title. I don't know about that one, man. I've seen Aaron Wolf's run-ins, and this is a rough hill to climb for this Aaron Wolf. We got El Desperado Show, Kosei Fujita, and Taiji Ishimori for the junior title, which should be excellent. David Finlay, Shingo, Gabe Kidd, Drilla Maloney, and Hiromu versus Great Okan, Callum Newman, Hanare, and two mystery partners. We got Siri and Saya Kamitani in a winner-take-all match. IWGP Women's Champion and the New Japan Strong Women's Champion. And the Never Openweight titles on the line. Yo, Master Wado, Toru Yano, they are defending that championship in a multi-team Rambo. So all those guys where you're like, how is Zack Sabre Jr. not on the Dome Show, blah, blah. Oh, they're there, all right. They're in the Rambo. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here. Wrestling Observer Live. As Netflix attempts to break into the podcasting space, WWE could end up playing a role in the new initiative. Netflix reached deals this week with Barstool Sports, iHeartMedia to bring some of the world's leading podcasts to Netflix. Audio of those shows will still be available for free elsewhere, but the video versions will now be exclusively under the Netflix paywall. Netflix looking for another video podcast? Just out of curiosity. WWE and Fanatics have already partnered together for a podcast network that includes 6 Feet Under with The Undertaker and Michelle McCool. What do you want to talk about with Cody Rhodes? And what's your story with Stephanie McMahon? I actually haven't heard any of these podcasts, but boy, did Granny bury The Undertaker's podcast. Undertaker is her favorite wrestler of all time. She did not care to listen to Mark Calloway talk. Nah, I like that guy. Just like The Undertaker. It reminds me of when she was a huge fan of Dean Ambrose. You guys remember Dean Ambrose? And then one day, she found a John Moxley match. Did not like that John Moxley one bit. But she did like Dean Ambrose. So anyway, that's the update. They're going to be going to... And I guess, you know, I have not heard it. I think it's taking place today. Apparently, Cody, on his podcast, is going to interview John Cena. His first interview since he quit in his final match. So I can only imagine. I can only imagine what John Cena has to say in the aftermath of that historic retirement match with Gunther. Hiroshi Tanahashi, speaking of retirement, is hoping to turn back the clock and deliver one last great performance. Well, he's got the right opponent. He's definitely... This guy goes, Cody won't ask Cena hard-hitting questions. I don't think... What do you think of your retirement match is a hard-hitting question? We're definitely going to ask about the retirement match. I'll bet you money, Funk Monk. Now, Tanahashi, he's got the right opponent to have a great match, just like John Cena did. He was asked what he wants fans to see in his last match. I don't want them to justify my retirement, he says. I don't want them to see me look older and slower or to see a Tanahashi who can still go. Okay, let me start over again. I'm trying, everybody. I don't want them to see me look older and slower, but I want them to see a Tanahashi who can still go and that everybody else is chasing right to the end. He noted that some wrestlers retire more than once, but there's only one debut. He said, when asked about his advice for Aaron Wolf's first match, it's an important point. I want him to put in the absolute best he has. So I like how Tanahashi's talking about his retirement, and then in the very same interview talks about some people retire multiple times. Hey, you know, he's never said, like John Cena, I'm never going to wrestle again. Although when you think about it, John Cena also said, never give up. So I'm not sure I can buy this never wrestling again thing. Sounds to me like at the end he's just going to wrestle again. But anyway, that's the main event of January 4th. MVP discussed the difference between working for Tony Khan and Triple H on Q101 with Case Lowe. He said Tony, he has this vision that he wants. He works with the talent, allows a lot more input from talent into what creative path is going to happen. Whereas the nose, he says, is a little bit more dictatorial. I won't say what he said after that. It's more, this is what we're doing. This is how it's going to be. This is what I want. Whereas Tony would say, well, this is what I want. And you could say, okay, Tony, but what if we put this on it? And Tony invites the input. With that guy, there's only a handful of people that I would say are allowed to have that kind of input. I think Tony, I'm just going to be blunt, is a better human being, a better person all around than this guy. So it's definitely a better person to work for and a much better working environment. You know what's funny about this, though, I got to say? I'm not saying MVP is wrong because, you know, I'm sure that he does have a lot of input. But it is funny because Tony does interviews and, you know, he's asked a question about, you know, we think creative is a little bit better than it's been over the last few years. And Tony always says, that's because I stopped taking so much input from everybody and now I just do what I want. So that's what Tony says. MVP says something different. He says, when I was in WWE, you did have a lot of people who were really concerned about their future because at any given time, you were gone on a whim. We saw it happen all the time. Tony doesn't operate that way. He was also asked about the rumor that he doesn't like Speedball Mike Bailey, calling the idea preposterous and saying that Bailey is a nice guy. So he goes, the whole thing was preposterous that MVP doesn't like Mike Bailey. I don't have a problem with Mike. He's one of the nicest guys around. I don't know where that came from. You know, I remember when that story came out. And, you know, there's all sorts of sites on the internet and there's all sorts of stories that come out. And, you know, usually you'll hear a story and you'll go, okay, I heard something similar. Or maybe you haven't heard it, but then you kind of ask around and it's like, okay, that's accurate. Or that's not accurate, you know, whichever it is. Good example, by the way, when Thea Hale accidentally pinned Blake Monroe, there were stories on the internet that it was absolute chaos backstage in light of that. And I was told yesterday it was not chaos backstage. It wasn't expected, but the show went on. You know, the match ended when it was supposed to anyway, basically. Maybe a minute or two early, but it wasn't like it was 15 minutes early. And no, it was absolutely not a work, despite what some people claim. But anyway, that's an example. But when I heard the story about MVP, it was like, sometimes a story will just be something vague, like there's heat on MVP for this, or, you know, there's heat on Speedball, whatever, who cares? But this one was like, it was so weird because it was, I can't remember the whole story, but there was that part of the story where you said, an MVP really hates Mike Bailey. It's just like, what? Why? First off, where did this come from? Like, it didn't even make any sense that anybody in the back would even, I'm gonna call and I'm gonna tell somebody that MVP hates Mike Bailey. Like, it was just that stuff like that never happens. So the whole thing was just weird. And then, like, whatever you want to say about, you know, Mike Bailey in terms of, you know, how much it hurts to have that double knees to your chest or how hard he kicks you in the head or whatever. I have never, like, never heard anybody say anything bad about Mike Bailey other than he's the nicest. I've met Mike Bailey when I was doing, you know, indie shows several years ago. Like, Mike Bailey was on those shows. And, you know, I don't think I ever interviewed Mike Bailey or anything, but, you know, I would be backstage and there's Mike Bailey and he would just, oh, hey, you know, just the nicest human being you've ever seen. Like, people say he's so nice. It's obscenely nice how nice this guy is. So the idea that somebody couldn't like Mike Bailey was ridiculous. And MVP just basically said the exact same thing. I don't know where that came from. I don't have any problem with Mike Bailey. I don't know how you could have a problem with Mike Bailey. Unless he, like, knocked your teeth out or something like that on accident. But even then, he'd be really nice about it, you know? And then he was asked about rumors they refused to do jobs. He disputed that claim, but he did say matches with Lashley and Shelton should not be 50-50. He said Bobby and Shelton could destroy everybody. in terms of how we approach a match when you have smaller guys. I just try to explain to certain people that there's psychology. You should be chopping down the tree. It should not be a 50-50 match. Somehow somebody got this idea the Hurt Syndicate didn't want to lose anybody. That's BS. We have lost to people. Well, Shelton has, and MVP. Bobby's lost to virtually nobody. But there's psychology. There's a way to do it. And we had great matches with Jet Speed and Speedball. Got a lot of respect for Speedball. He's a tremendous athlete. Love what he does. And he goes on and on. So, hey, listen. I mean, I got two things to say about that. Number one, do I think that all of these... I don't like how many AEW matches go 50-50. Okay? Even on Dynamite this week, when they had that Jamie Hayter Isla Dawn match. Like, that match did not need to go 7 minutes. Isla Dawn has been on the show once, I believe. And I know she's local and everything like that. But Jamie Hayter's fighting for the world championship in like a week. And there's no way she should be going 7 minutes 50-50 with Isla Dawn. Like, that's preposterous, okay? But Tony likes 50-50 matches. So yes, I agree. A lot of these matches shouldn't be 50-50. However, I don't like the idea that, well, you know, it shouldn't be 50-50 because if this were real, Shelton and Bobby would kill everybody. It doesn't matter what would happen if it's real. It's a show. Like, there's people that are world champions where if it were real, they would lose to virtually everybody in the locker room. That doesn't mean they shouldn't be the world champion. That's just, it's a show. So that part I disagree with. But I do agree that these matches should not all be 50-50. And if you do have a monster tag team, then yeah, they should be monsters, and you should have to chop down the tree. Back in a moment with the Dynamite Report, Observer Live.
Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code ROYAL25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code ROYAL25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code ROYAL25 for a 25 cents per gallon. Bonus.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide.
Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We're making it here. Let's talk about this Dynamite show. 3 hours and 7 minutes. Because 3 hours just wasn't long enough. And it wasn't just 3 hours, by the way. If you were there in Manchester, they shot a bunch of matches before Dynamite started, like some Ring of Honor stuff or something. Then they did 3 hours and 7 minutes of Dynamite and Collision. And then they taped another Collision afterwards. So it was a marathon taping. And, man. This guy says there's a clip of on X of Cody interviewing Cena, and Cena has got Cody crying. I was crying too when I saw him quit. So it opened with John Moxley and Roderick Strong in a tournament match. And speaking of quitting, John Moxley refused to quit in this match when he was put repeatedly in the stronghold. And they had a very good match. I wouldn't say it was like one of the great matches of the tournament, but it was very good. And ended up with Moxley tossing Roddy outside. Roddy returned. Moxley had the paradigm shift. Roddy kicked out. Moxley then hit the Death Rider and pinned him. So Roddy's eliminated. Like, he's done. But he still has no points. And so my presumption is, since they kind of do this sort of thing every year, he will play the spoiler for somebody, I think, in one of his last matches. But this was a good match. Good match. Eddie Kingston did a promo where he noted that you either win or you learn, you never lose. He feels bad that everyone has to face after he faced Joe. They're going to have to see what he learned. He said, "I never quit." Don't yell at me. That's what he said. And wrestling is his everything, and he's going to prove it on Collision. We had the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega versus Takeshita Okada and Hechicero, $1 million. This match was pretty much great. Kenny Omega is still really great, but you can tell that ever since his diverticulitis and his surgery and all of his surgeries, he isn't the athlete that he used to be. But he does his best. He fell down again on You Can't Escape. That was the most notable thing in this match. He did not do the big flip dive over the top. He did a tope instead. So he is changing things up, which is for the best. Everyone looked great in this match. I mean, it was probably the best thing on the show. At the end, there were a couple of incidents where Okada and Takeshita got into arguments. And then later, the Bucks ended up spinning Takeshita's foot into Okada's face. So Okada bumps. Kenny makes his own comeback. Snapdragons all around. And then once the heels are cleared out, the babyfaces hit triple super kicks on Hechicero. V-trigger to the back. Triple team stuff. One Winged Angel, and they get the pin, and they win $1 million. And Don tries to steal the money. Heels hit the ring. They go after the baby faces, but Takeshita and Okada have another stare down, which allows the Bucks to make their big comeback. And Omega returns with a broom, runs everybody off. Rick Knox gets the bag. Rick Knox finally makes his... He finally earns his keep, gives the money back to the Bucks. And they now have their $1 million. Which is interesting because, you know, they were poor and they were trying to find a way to win money when they were heels. Now they're baby faces and they have $1 million. So they got some money again to go to that casino. Tony hosted Hangman Swerve and Joe for the contract signing. So this was interesting because Joe did a very good promo and vowed to beat both of them up and win the title. And Swerve then went next, talked about how there was a lot of mutual hatred for Joe. And even though he was not best friends with Hangman, they had a mutual respect. And he said that he had taken Joe's title once. He was going to do it again. Hangman, bring your big guns to World End. He said he had a God's bod, I believe he said. And he told Hangman to bring the guns because you can't kill a god with bullets. So he signs. Hangman does a promo. Very good promo. And talked about how he should have been champion when Swerve returned. And had you beaten me, I've accepted the defeat, handed the title over to you, but we don't live in that world. It's going to be a three-way match. Can't guarantee that any of us will leave it as champion, but I guarantee it will not be Joe. He tells Joe he's messed up, making an enemy of himself and Swerve. He signs. So, the lights suddenly go out, and yes, we got the return of MJF. And MJF, and he comes out, and this is a double-edged sword. His promos on all three guys, I mean, they were incredible promos. I mean, he eviscerates Hangman. Just eviscerates this guy. He eviscerates Joe. And he eviscerates Swerve. And after eviscerating all three guys, and the place is going nuts for this guy like he's a babyface. Just an incredible promo. But all three guys... And granted, one is a heel, but all three of them just stand in the ring, listen to this guy, bury all three of them, and then they just play MJF's music and he leaves. Nobody got a comeback. Both babyfaces just stood there slack-jawed. No comeback whatsoever. I was like, wow. And I can't complain too much because we were like 25 minutes into this segment at this point or some crazy amount of time. But it was amazing to see him just run roughshod on all three, and none of them got any sort of response whatsoever. So he's in the match. It's a four-way. He's cashed in his clipboard gimmick, and he's going for the world title at World's End. As expected, a four-way. We had the Babes of Wrath, Tony and Marina, against Megan, Mercedes, and I got two Marinas here. Babes of Wrath, Tony, and Mina against Megan, Athena, Mercedes, and Marina. So, crowd was kind of hit and miss for this match. They were starting to get tired. And the important thing is that Athena hit the O-face on Willow, and Mercedes pinned her. So they have pinned the tag team champions. And so we are going to get Mercedes, Moné, and Athena versus... The Babes of Wrath for the women's tag team titles coming up at the pay-per-view. So I presume Babes of Wrath win, and maybe that sets up the Athena-Mercedes match because they're tentative friends, but that title match has been added to World's End. Kyle Fletcher and Pac, actually this may have been the best match on the show, either this or the Bucks match. This match was incredible, and they were, you know, in the UK, and Pac was like super over, and so I think the fans... thought he had a chance of winning, and so they were more into this match. And, of course, the match was just fantastic. But the big spot there at the end is they go up top, and Pac kicks out of the Brainbuster. They go up top. Pac gives him a super reverse Frankensteiner. The place goes nuts for the spot. But Kyle lands in position for the Black Arrow. And as soon as Pac starts leaving the ring, this place just went wild. Because they realize, oh my God, he's actually going to win this match. And Pac hit the Black Arrow. He got the pin. He beat Kyle Fletcher. And the place just went wild. It was awesome. This was an excellent, excellent match. Just great. Then we got from the best to the worst of AEW. Oh my God. The Dynamite Diamond Battle Royal. I mean, the MJF stuff aside with the ring, which we can talk about later. I mean, I'll need an entire show tonight with Vinny to recap this one, but this match pretty much sucked. With the exception of, like, Ricochet and Bandido and Brody and maybe Josh Alexander, it was, like, all prelim geeks. And, like, I'll need years to talk about what they did with the Acclaimed. But suffice to say, all you need to know is they teased getting back together willingly, and nobody cared. Nobody cared. And guys are getting thrown out, but then guys are going under the ropes, and there's people brawling outside, and you don't know who's been eliminated, who hasn't been eliminated. Then they have the Titanic Battle Royal. Everyone's getting out as fast as they can. And finally, it comes down to Bishop Khan, Ricochet, and Bandido. And it's not even exciting. It's like we got three guys, and then Bandido just tosses Bishop Khan, and they ring the bell, and the crowd goes silent because they're like, what? And then they announce that these two are the winners, and they are moving on next week to square off for the ring, and the fans boo. So, yes, after 6 years of MJF being associated with the Dynamite Diamond Ring, he's won championships with the ring, he's won big matches with the ring, he's defended the ring, he's done storylines with the ring. There is no mention whatsoever of MJF in the ring on this show. He's just not involved. He didn't mention in his promo. He's not defending the ring against the winner of Ricochet and Bandido. They're fighting for the ring. After all these years, someone else is getting the ring, and they have no, like, nothing. It's like a 6-year storyline just ended, and they didn't even explain why. He didn't even say, and you know, everyone's going like, well, you know, it'll make no sense because he's going for the world title. Guys, he's been the world champion during Dynamite Diamond Battle Ring season. He's been going after the title previously during Dynamite Battle Royal Ring season. Like, this has happened before. It's always been acknowledged. This year, it's just like, it's over, and we're not going to tell you anything about it. It's just, don't even think about it. We're doing something else. I was flabbergasted. Flabbergasted. So, that's that. It's all over. Then we had Orange Cassidy, Moscow and Dorada. This match was fine. They didn't have a lot of time. It was not all smooth. And Orange reversed a arm drag, pinned him, moves on in the tournament. This was not like a Yano match where it's just like all comedy or whatever, but it was a tournament match that was a night off for both guys. Jamie Hayter beat Isla Dawn. And this went way longer than it needed to. And then, after the match is over, the Triangle of Madness hit the ring and attack Jamie Hayter. Chris Statlander runs down to make the save. They literally they shot an angle for a match that we saw on Collision last week. And then Jamie accidentally hits Chris with a Hayter aid. And she shrugs it off, gets booed, but then poses with the belt, gets cheered. This was not much of a segment at all. Then the main event was FTR and the Bang Bang Gang for the tag titles. It was a very good main event. And the crowd was super into it because they loved them some Juice Robinson. He was very, very over. And everybody got involved. You know, Stokely's out there with powder. He gets thwarted. They go back and forth. Dax ends up getting hit with the Faymaster, but he gets his foot on the ropes at 3. Fans are not happy about that. FTR chop blocks Juice. Double team stomp to the knee, reverse figure 4, and Juice Robinson, like his hero John Cena, quits. FTR retains the tag team titles. Very good match to end the show, but it was a long show. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical condition. conditions as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. It's the best I've felt in a week, but I'm still full of gunk. But I will barrel on through, and we will have a special show tonight, the Brian and Vinny Show. Talking AEW NXT. Got a lot to talk about on both shows. A lot more details on both of these shows, some backstage notes. A lot of information on that Thea Hale title change and plenty more. That's coming up tonight. No show tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday Observer Live is a replay. We will make it up to you at some point down the road. In fact, I may do a solo show this weekend for the AAA show. We'll see what happens. I'm traveling on Saturday, but it's going to be a good show. Rey Fénix and Rey Mysterio versus Dominik and El Grande Americano should be great. Iho de Dr. Wagner Jr. versus Ethan Page should be very good. Wyatt Six and Psycho Circus, I don't care, brother. Good Lord. Laredo Kid versus Javon and Jack Cartwheel should be awesome. Dragon Lee and Vikingo should be awesome. And there's a Natty Lola Vice and Fabi Apache versus Los Toxicas match. All of that Saturday. And it is on YouTube, so you can check it out there. So that is the plan. Make sure you check out After Dark Radio yesterday as well. We talked Bigfoot for the entire hour. That was a fun show. We'll do another show with that guest coming up down the road as well. And lots of stuff up on the front page, so check it out. We got some other special things coming up. It's Christmas time. You should sign up today because we're about a week away from the world famous F4WOnline.com Christmas show. My most dreaded show of the year. But that's coming up. So we're gonna check out from here, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again after a while.